This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Well, should we get started on this heavy agenda?
I can't believe I wasn't the last.
Johnson County Fair and Rodeo, well, good morning, first and foremost, don't forget breakfast. Johnson County Fair and Rodeo Parade, I know in years past, we've been joint city-county float of some type. The boat float.
My favorite.
So, it's been added to see if that was something that people would be interested in again this year.
Famous Wyoming A to Z.
What is that?
Everything Wyoming?
I know, Scott, you have your... Well, it's a commissioner.
You guys didn't have any parking spaces on Main Street this morning.
Wow. If I were you, I'd get on Facebook.
I wish you'd talk to folks about that.
Wait till next year.
Yeah. How are you guys today?
But that's out there.
He's talking about a parade float.
What?
He wanted you to lead the project.
He did before. He had his yellow truck.
That doesn't sound like me.
But it's out there. I would say the consensus of this group is probably not going to get a little float this year.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It worked well one year because of the theme, and so we just did all, we're all in the same boat together, and it was the city and the county, and we had a pontoon boat. But, so then we just kept doing the pontoon boat every year.
I think Wes was the driver. He wouldn't be able to drink during the parade.
But since then, I just threw that on the agenda because none of you are running for election this year, so you could, well, Scott, but he always does his own anyway. He's been in the parade with the old car for how many years?
This will be his 65th or 66th time in the parade.
So.
I've only missed, I think, two parades since I was 5 or 6, between the ponies and the miniature draft horses, band, floats, cars, I don't know, whatever.
Band.
I've been in them.
One time a band?
Yeah. I was Mount Rushmore band camp. I missed the parade float that year.
Round table discussion. Councilwoman.
I'm good.
Commissioner Perry.
I have nothing that is of any interest.
I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Commissioner Jones.
Just a quick update. We sent out cards to Richardson Park. When I say we, I mean Jim Waller. And he put them out right before the 4th, and I think yesterday he came in and said he's had 51 back already. Out of that 51, 6 of them are really stating that they don't want to mess with it. Everybody else is, yes, they want to continue on with this. Big emphasis, I think, on that card was, you know, do you want this? Yes, no. Are you willing to form a district? Yes, no. Pretty simple, basic. And so it sounds like give them another week or two and get the rest of them to see, but a 51 out of, what, 90-something was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to probably set another meeting up and have Barry come and go over district stuff again, because, you know, that's in that. It was like, you know, if we're going to do this, you guys have to do the district. We are not going to just run it up here and let it sit until everybody feels like it's their time. There's no reason to let money sit in the ground when it can be used throughout the city and county. But that's all I got on that. I thought that was good, positive news.
That's good news
for sure.
Scott?
Yeah, well, I'll get going on with that too. But when the Joint Appropriations Committee was here a month ago or whatever. I just talked to a couple of them about this excess ARPA money, and what they said, they're probably this fall here in September, October, they're going to do a hard look and see what's still available. And if we have any shovel-ready projects ready, we need to try to get on to them and apply, and they're going to try to, because the project has to be, I think, committed or bid out by the end of the year, so if we have something shovel-ready, we can go to bid right away. There's a good chance we can get some more money for, and I'm thinking this project, our North Main water and sewer line maybe, and a few others, if we have a chance of getting some money. And this one would be fairly simple, I think. Even if we didn't have a plant, we could still draw something up and get it to bid within three months to satisfy ARPA, but that would possibility to get some federal funds to help with some of these projects. But well, I know the North Main storm sewer, that's what, $4.5 million, and possibly our Main Street water line as well, since that won't be, I don't know if we can still apply those funds since the project's already bid or not, but with the regulations it has to be encumbered by the end of this year for ARPA, so we don't have much time. We have to have a project that's fairly close to being done, that can be final planned and bid by the end of the year, and that. So those are the only, I don't know if there's any other smaller ones we have that are more shovel ready, sitting on the back burner, or if the county has anything, it'd be worth it to look into, because if they can't spend the money, then it just goes back to the federal government and gets unused, so they're going to be a big push. I think their meeting was middle or end of September, I think is what they said, when they were going to, the next appropriations meeting, and they're going to do a firm, hard look at it, trying to figure out how not to send it all back to the feds. So.
How near shovel ready is the sewer line for Richards and Barb?
I think we could bid it.
I think
it's designed, we could bid it.
It's, yeah, I think the only, it wouldn't take much to do a more complete design to get bid. Might have to wait for DQ to get approval to construct, but we could probably bid it before it's, and then have, and then if there'd be a potential change order after bid if the DQ comes up with anything different, but I think.
I can't imagine that, yeah.
Yeah, but we could get it. So on that, our North Main is set, it's ready to go, but it's what, $2.5-3 million for that storm sewer, and that we literally don't have any money set aside for storm sewers for anywhere, and that would drain our reserves, so it'd be nice to find another place for that. And I can't, yeah, and I don't, yeah, it'd be nice to know if we could use it for the Main Street project, because we're, city's into that about $1 million with all of our stuff we're doing, then it's hard telling what they'll.
We can drain this. Why are your plans? Probably not.
I can't think of, I don't know if there's anything else. I think Bomber Mountain, if there's anything we had ready designed, even boiler replacement or something, maybe we could, something like that, we could get $500,000 to replace the boilers or bad or something real quick with. Yeah, it sounds like it's a reasonable job, a reasonable project, and well designed. I think they'd probably just go for it just to get the money spent. So.
Well, I think there's other projects that weren't funded.
There's a bunch. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of other projects that weren't funded that will be in the mix. But.
Well, they that follow the guidelines, like water and sewer, or health and human services. So I don't know that Bomber Mountain. I think that's going to have a tough time competing with.
Yeah.
Projects that were in the queue that just didn't get funded.
How much money did they say was available, or didn't they?
They're trying to determine that.
I think there's 30 or 40 now. There's several projects came in under budget, and they're not going to use it all, so they'll be
there's leftover money from a bunch of projects that were under budget, so there'll actually be more money. But yeah, it's going to be a considerable amount.
I think they should, for the projects that did get funded, that had a match to them, I think they should just pay
the match.
Yeah. Our Sunset Project and our meters.
Because several of those are going to end up being enough under budget, yeah, they won't even, just the grant award would almost pay for it. Without us having to pay the match, they could almost pay for it. But that's something we can put pressure on Kinski and Craig to help with that, especially Kinski since he's on appropriations. Put a bug in his ear and see what we can do to get him, try to get a little more money to help.
You know, ours, our projects are just kind of plugging along Main Street. I'm sure we'll get an update today at 4 p.m. here at City Hall from YDOT, the STIPS presentation today. Sunset's moving forward. I think the Wells projects are moving forward. So, we'll have water streets. The bypass, I think they're putting that on hold during Grand Rodeo, aren't they?
Correct? Yeah. They're supposed to be paving this week. But I guess their rotomill crew got sideways with the law enforcement, so they were able to work yesterday. Wrote a belly more. But yeah, they're hoping to get that paved this next week before the fair.
Miss Jackie, anything? Kate, anything? The other Jackie in the room? Jerry, anything?
Tonight.
Looking forward to it.
I hope so.
Oh, you're hiding behind my answer.
So there is a NUI meeting. I don't know if the commissioners remember the about NUI, but it'll be in Sheridan on the 27th at 10 o'clock, and they are inviting the legislators. So that would be a good time to talk about these ARPA things and any other. They had sent an email to all of the council. If you have any topics you'd like to discuss, they're trying to put together a list. That is at Sheridan City Hall, 10 a.m. It's a Saturday, the 27th.
Okay.
Hopefully they have it. Because I drove to Douglas last meeting,
they didn't.
What people know that they canceled.
Stu's not going to miss me.
I was pretty excited about that when I got down there, and they said, "Oh, yeah.
Just enjoy the drive, man."
Claudia had sent Kristen and I a updated list of renters for Bomber Mountain. I did forward it to you guys this morning. Kristen, you probably sent it to your commissioners yesterday, or?
Oh, no, I sent that.
Okay. It's just, and I don't know if you want it. It's the current list of renters that Bomber Mountain.
Yeah, I think I, did I forward that to you?
Anyway, she sent it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got one the other day, because I got it from you.
Oh.
Jeff got yelled at.
You can handle it.
I got nothing else.
Record
time.
Yeah, that was. Came on in later.
we have our 4 o'clock meeting. And then
historically, the fair and rodeo meeting is, if we have one, is pretty short.
Rosie's Americana Cafe is coming tonight for a restaurant liquor license. And then we have that Housing Solutions requesting a long-term lease for city property. Jim Dawson is going to be asking you to waive the building permit fees for the new building up there. And the community rink is asking for a noise variance August 3rd from 2 to 9. They're having an event at the community rink. And then the chamber has their fair and rodeo parade requests with street closure. They think they don't need an open container. And I tell them, do you not know what the Fair and Rodeo Parade is? I mean, so I did throw the open container on there because that's just, you can't put law enforcement in that situation where they're having to turn their head to this or else issue tickets to everybody that's...
Yeah, that's just not a good...
You don't start a tradition like that and then take it away after its lifetime. And that's everything we have.
Kitchen too.
What's going on with the affordable housing?
Oh, I'm sure we're going to hear about it soon. Come, join us.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can stand that much fun.
You can do it.
You can do it. There will be an EMT now.
Is that right?
I think you're on there.
Yeah, I think
it's
dead.
They said something about your well project. You're tying all the wells into your city water treatment plant.
Yup.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
So we tested again on the 15th for our haloacetic acid. What?
Haloacetic acid level, level.
Yeah, that test. That'll be on the 15th. It takes like 2 weeks to get the results back, but nobody's optimistic that we're going to pass this time either. But we've been flushing, and it's been dry, and people have been watering, so hopefully we're...
No doubt there.
Everybody we talk to, other communities, that's what they say, is you just got flushing, just got it. But those wells would help to mitigate this problem, so... So we'll push forward. It just might take longer to stop the problem and calm people down.
What causes the problem?
So last year we had a really, really wet year. Mm-hmm. And so all that water just sat in our tanks for a long, long time. And now to flush out all the way through, because where they test is at the, where it's failing is at the end of the system. So.
Well, we're not having that real wet problem this year.
Right.
It's more of a fire issue this year, I think.
So we had a leak, a big leak, that went undiscovered for a really long time. And it was under the creek, so it would just...
Oh, the irrigation water.
So once that was fixed, this problem probably got worse because now we're not flushing. So we fix our leaks and we don't use water because it's a wet year. And we just
because this started about the time when we found the leak, we just shut the line off to go to Duffy's, and they weren't using it out there. So we put a valve and shut the line off, and that's about when we started having problems. We weren't naturally flushing.
I recommend flushing.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.